Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your words of worship. Let me hear your words of worship. Come on, y'all, talk to him. I know that some of you are struggling with financial issues. I know that some of you don't feel like you don't feel like you got this. But I came to tell you that there's a king in you. I know you don't feel well. I know you don't think you look the part. I know that you don't think you got the skills. But I came to tell you that there is a king in you. And if there's a king in you, I want you to stand up and let me know you're out there. Where are the kings tonight? Where are the kings? Forget about what you've been through. You are a king.
Hey,
let the kings rejoice. Let the kings rejoice. You are successful. The king is living in you. The word is in you. Praise him because
there is a king in you.
You will make it. You are forever a lender, never a borrower. You are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never the tail.
There is a king in you.
Let the past go. Look toward the future. The best is still yet to come for you. There is a king in you.
Let the ruler rule.
I know you've been through. But there is a king. Embrace your king in it.
There is a king.
Hey. Just one more time, y'all. Embrace your king, everybody. Over here, embrace your king. Embrace your king.
Bless the Lord, saints. Bless the Lord, saints. Come on and give, the Lord a great big God bless you today. Come on and bless us. Bless his holy name, saints. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised today. Oh, this is a blessed day, saints. A blessed day. A celebration today. Anybody in here want to celebrate? Amen. Praise the Lord. That is some years. It's a celebration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have the victory. Come on and come on. In the name of Jesus. Right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Bless the Lord today. Bless the Lord today. Victory is mine. Yeah. I'm singing this for Doc. Victory too. I told. Has the Lord been good to anybody? The Lord bless you this week. You ought to shout out something if God's been good to you this week. Amen. You ought to give up, stand up, and just give him a great big hallelujah praise. Come on, shout it out. Somebody say glory. Somebody over here say glory. Somebody tell him thank you. Thank you! Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, Deacon Hightower is going to come with the scripture. After the scripture, Minister Gordon is going to come and bless us. The invocation, Deacon Hightower.
Good morning, New Hope. Pastor Steve, IMC, and Preacher Lauer. Our scripture this morning is coming from 2 Timothy, 4th chapter, verses 6 through 8. 2 Timothy, 4th chapter, verses 6 through 8. And it reads thusly. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them also that loved his appearing. The Lord's word for the Lord's people.
Let us pray. Father God, we come before you this morning, Lord, to say thank you. Father God, we come before you as humble as we know how. And we give you thanks for this day, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We say thank you, Father God, for our health and our strength. We thank you for our uprising this morning. And we thank you, Father God, for such a time as this today, where we can come together in your house of worship to lift your name up. And now, Father God, while we're here, we just pray right now, Father God, for our New Hope family, Lord. I ask, Father God, that you will bless everyone under the sound of my voice, whether they're viewing online or they're here in the sanctuary, Father. I ask that you will touch them and meet their needs in a mighty way, Father God. We pray, Father, even for our pastor, Lord, and his family, Lord. We thank him, Father God, for all the years of dedication, Lord. We thank you, Father God, down through the years you kept him, Lord. And we pray that you bless him many more, Father. We ask, Lord, now that you bless this service going forth today, those that are singing your Zion songs, Lord, to touch them, Father God, that they will just edify your name and bring the glory to the kingdom, Lord. We ask that you bless the man of the hour who will be bringing your word, Father God, to touch him, Father, in a mighty way, Lord, him and his family, Father God. I pray that he will be the vessel. As he decreases, you will increase. And speak through him, Father God. Touch everyone here, Father God. I'm asking, Father, that New Hope family will continue to be a pillar in the community. I pray, Father, for everyone in attendance and those that can't make it, whether they're sick and shut in or wherever life have taken them on this journey. I pray, Father God, now that nothing be lacking, missing, or broken in their lives. And it's in Jesus' mighty and awesome name. Can I get everyone to say, thank God, amen, hallelujah. Give God some praise this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know you feel better now. Come on, let's praise God for this choir as they come. Amen.
I'm on, I'm blessed.
Bless my children.
said a little minute ago, man walking down the street talking about he hungry with a loaf of bread under his arm. Y'all didn't get that. Praise the Lord. Bishop Patience, we talking about we talking about we ain't got nothing. Let me let me move on. Sister. Got time to be your daddy sitting up there looking at me like we got a time limit. Oh, the glory to God. Pam, say go. Tell me to go on. Just say go. Go on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister McGee is going to come and tell us something about the First Family and Dr. Steve. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. It is so wonderful to see so many faces out here for Pastor's anniversary. Thank you so much for showing up and showing Pastor that we love him. But let me give you a little bit of history of Pastor. Pastor Steve was born in New York on September 1st, 1948. A few years there, y'all gotta kinda, don't be mentally adding it up, but it's a few years. And he was born to Harrison Steve and the late Alvin Steve. And his mother is still living. So, okay. He received his early education from the New York school system. Well, he was a long ways up there. From the New York school, and then he went on and got his journeyman license. But Pastor Steve, Papa was a rolling stone, because wherever he laid his hat was his home. Well, let me give you this story. Okay, Pastor Steve, he moved to North Carolina from New York, and there he met the love of his life, Sister Steve. That was the first and best move he ever made. then the pastor was a rolling stone. So then the pastor left, and he sought territory in Georgia. That's how we got him down here. But now, Papa was a rolling stone. He did not come to us first. He came to another church first. He united with Pleasant Grove Missionary Baptist Church in Georgia. That was his first church that he came to. But after ducking and dodging the ministry, I mean, Pastor was trying not to get in the ministry. He was ducking and dodging as much as he could. But it was during this time, Pastor accepted the call to the ministry. Okay. He was ordained under Benjamin Lockhart, Reverend Lockhart, who's come to this church quite a bit, in 1981. Again, still rolling. He was called to pastor at the Pine Street Baptist Church in Marietta, Georgia. For 6 years, while he fulfilled his passion to preach, teach, motivate, and influence others to embrace Christ and become committed disciples of Christ. Still rolling. Pastor Steed is a family man. He's been happily married to, I don't know how she put up with him, Sister Agretta, for 39 years. Now that's a long time, Sister Steed. If nothing else, our hat goes off to you. It's a lot dealing with a pastor. Like Pastor always tells us, it's a lot of work dealing with a pastor. Okay. Now, he is a father to Eric and Chauncey Steve, Sarita, Nicole, and Jeremy, and one son-in-law, Abby. Abby? That's what it spells. Okay, he has 8 grandchildren, quite a few, grandchildren. Camille, Eric Jr., Mara, Nicole Steve of New Jersey, Joel Desmond, and Angelina Coffey of Canton, Georgia. As I said, Pastor's still a rolling stone. So Pastor, he finally came to New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. And he came back in 1987. Glory be to God, he finally landed on his purpose, which was here at New Hope. And he has been a ministry here ever since. Pastor started here at New Hope in 1987. When he continued his passion to preach and save as many souls as possible. And Lord knows we need him. As a visionary, this edifice, an edifice, of course, is a building, especially a large, inspiring one. So as a visionary, his edifice was constructed under the leadership of, so this building we're in here right now was constructed under the leadership of Pastor Steve in 1995. He continued to ensure God's people received the good news of Jesus Christ, which led him to implement Sunday services every Sunday of the month. Because, you know, now y'all remember back in the day, you know, we had preachers that kept moving from church to church. I'm from Mississippi. We had third Sunday was our Sunday, second Sunday was another Sunday, first Sunday was somebody else, and first Sunday was somebody else. Well, here on the pastor, he's been here every Sunday. So that is a blessing. And that was back then when I was growing up. Pastor Steve retired. Oh, he had a good job. Not really good job. He retired from General Motors in 2006 and became a full-time pastor to New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. We are still reaping the rewards of that move for pastor. He's changing lives, helping fathers and mothers raise children to embrace Christ is a passion of Pastor Steve. He believed in taking care of the mothers of the church. And as you can look around the church, you can see most of the members in the church is the mothers. We keep the church going strong. And Pastor Steve makes sure that we are fed the proper message so that we can continue to keep the church going strong. He is an encourager. He's a motivator, a prayer intercessor, and dynamic speaker who loves and reveres God in everything he does. As a dynamic speaker, Pastor has preached the gospel throughout the Eastern region, which includes New York, North and South Carolina, and numerous churches in the suburban area of Georgia. Now, we know that bus cranks up out there. We are going someplace to preach another message. He's going to spread his word not only to New Hope, but to other churches around. And they have benefited from that message. They have been a wonderful, wonderful time. Because when Pastor goes out and preaches the word, I mean, he preached the word. We have to stand on our feet and clap amen because there's nothing else to say. Because he's preaching the word. We are grateful that he spreads the word throughout the region of Georgia. Let me sum all this up because I'm trying to walk you through what Pastor has done. But now I'm going to sum it all up. Pastor Steve's love for God is unwavering. As you get to know the man behind the title, you will find that he's fun, loves to laugh, relaxing, and enjoys life to the fullest. Now, y'all know on Bible study night, we be having a good time. Pastor keep it rolling. He makes the lesson fun. He makes it enjoyable. And we just love having him do our lessons on Bible study on Wednesday nights. And then he'll catch you on a Friday and prayer. He prays those prayers for us. But he keeps it in line with good activity, good fun, so that you will enjoy and kind of associate with what he's trying to tell you. So he's told us some stories. As Romans 10 and 14 and 15 states, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? That sums it up for Pastor. You cannot hear the word without it coming from a pastor. You can read, do your own Bible study, but it's wonderful to hear the word coming from the pastor. And how shall he preach except they be sent? And how shall he preach? Pastor was sent, as it is written. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. This church sums up Pastor Steve. This is our glorious and wonderful pastor, and we are grateful to have him here, and we are grateful to celebrate 34 years with Pastor. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Just a note, prayer line is on Saturdays at 7 o'clock. That's all right, Mississippi. We understand. We know. Praise the Lord. We praise God today. Amen. It's a blessed day. Amen. Amen. We thank God for having Bishop Pace and his wife, Sandra. I ain't seen them forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was his pastor, his father and mother's, the whole family's pastor at one time. And it's so good to see, amen, Bishop Pace with us today. You're going to hear from him a little later. There are several things that's before us that we want you to remember. This week on Wednesday is the SOS's saying thanks to all of the seniors. I think it starts about senior 12 o'clock or something like that. Somebody? One. It starts at one. And it, okay. And it ends at four. Now they're in the midst of getting all this stuff done. And they need some stuff, y'all. They need some cakes, pies, cupcakes. You can drop them off at the church. It's Monday between 10 and 4. You going to be here between 10 and 4, Nicole? You don't work on Monday? Sister T said, we'll be here, okay? Tuesdays, 10 to 6. Amen. And you need to sign up. How many seniors signed? How many of y'all have signed up? I got two names on there, y'all. I know there's more seniors in here beside me, Mother Johnson, and Queen Walden. Amen. All the seniors, raise your hand. How come y'all ain't signed up? That's all right. Don't worry about it. Okay, seriously, and you can pick up the boxed lunches between 1 and 4. Amen? I got your name down, Pamela. Amen. Also, let us be reminded that the election results for all of your auxiliaries have to be into the church office December the 5th. Amen. All auxiliaries, officers for the year 22-23 to be into the church office December 5th. I think Nicole will receive them. Amen. Let us pray mightily for our sick and our shut-in. The Lord has come to visit New Hope again. Mother Quilla Hackett, the Lord saw fit to call her name. She's gone on to live with the Lord. Service is going to be this Saturday, 11 o'clock, at the Greener Pastures funeral home. That's, mother was 90-something. 96 years old. How many of y'all remember Mother? Oh, she was a sweet soul, y'all. A sweet soul here at New Hope Church. Let us pay our respects and say our last goodbyes to Mother Hackett. Amen. Let us continue to pray one for the other. Amen. But we need prayer, y'all. We need prayer. God is continued to walk through the land. How many of y'all know that? He's continuing to walk through the land. And as the song say, Lord, while on others, you're calling. Y'all know what they say. Don't pass me by. Sometimes you have to cry out like that, you know, like Bartimaeus did. You have to get the Lord's attention. I mean, know you have to get his attention sometime. When you get his attention, he say, come, somebody bring him to me. Bring her to me. How many in this room the Lord done told somebody to bring you to him? And y'all know he done bless you. Amen. I heard a song that the lady, some girls from Mississippi were singing. The Lord, why don't you answer me? Why don't you answer me, Lord? I'm calling. Why don't you answer? But he will call. He will answer you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're getting ready to listen and hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm so grateful today to have my young son. Amen. He still thinks he almost as old as me. Sandra, he ain't got there yet, honey. Amen. Praise the Lord. Miss Sandra, Faith is going to come now and introduce to us our messenger for today, Miss Sandra.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. This is a wonderful occasion. You know, almost 20 months ago, we didn't know if we would be able to gather like this and celebrate. So we need to give the Lord some praise and say, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Because we take so many things for granted. So anytime, any place that we can gather to worship and praise the Lord, we need to do it with enthusiasm. We need to do it with joy. We need to do it with thanksgiving. And let him know that we truly appreciate times as this. I do want to thank you all for inviting us here today. And to Dr. Steed, to Mrs. Steed, your lovely wife, to your lovely daughter, to all of the ministers of the Gospels, mothers dear to his heart, deacons and members. It is indeed a privilege to introduce to some, and others you may be slightly familiar with, but it'll help refresh your memory a little bit about him. The Reverend Michael A. Pace is the senior pastor of the Lordship of Christ Christian Church, Incorporated, which was established under his leadership in January 2000 as a vision from God. Pastor Pace is a leader of distinction who is committed to excellence through his leadership, multiple meaningful learning and worship experiences, and he's developed at the Lordship of Christ Christian Church, as well as outreach and love of people. His other ministerial appointments over the years includes serving as the pastor of Union Grove Baptist Church in Union City, Georgia, Berry Grove Baptist Church in Cedartown, Georgia, and Tabernacle Baptist Church in Sonoraville, Georgia. Pastor Pace earned a Bachelor of Arts of Bible from Carver Bible College in Atlanta and a Master of Divinity from Luther Rice Bible College and Seminary in Lithonia, Georgia. Pastor and I have been married for, we got your beat there. We've been married for 45 plus years. So between the two of us, it's been almost a century. So that's something to give the Lord praise for as well. I try to compliment him in the ministry and support him in all of his endeavors as the Lord assigns him to them. We have two adult children. We've got a son, Michael Adrian Pace, who's a teacher in the Clayton County school system. And we have a daughter who works with the state of Texas in Dallas, Texas. And we have three precious granddaughters, Michaela, Shemaya, and Asia. Pastor Pace is a humble servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He believes that there is only one true and living God, and the church is the institution ordained by God for the purposes of educating, preserving, and discipling all who will accept by faith the message and Savior Jesus Christ unto salvation and eternity. His visionary leadership, prophetic preaching, and insightful teachings have led the church into a more defined direction so that we are living beyond just being saved. And I want to say, because of that, God gets all the glory. It's my pleasure to present to you Pastor Michael A. Pace.
Thank you. Better to know that he has already worked it out. I am honored to be here today and share in this blessed occasion with this man of God, this family of God. And I told him coming in, thank you for getting me out of the house. Allowing me to come. And Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we do honor you and thank you for your loving kindness unto us. And Father, we recognize that your word is indeed spirit and life. And we acknowledge that you've already declared that you watch over your word to perform it. That your word will not go out and return unto you without accomplishing the intent and purpose of your heart. And so we tell you thank you. We thank you for this man's servant. We thank you for Dr. Steed and his entire family. We give you praise for this church family. Thank you for receiving us in your presence. Our prayer is that you do with us according to your choosing. Help us in what we've heard and help us see what we need to see, hear what we need to hear, and go forth and do what must be done. We will continue to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 The scriptures, 2 Timothy 4, 6, and 8, have already been read, and so I will take advantage of that time. I simply want to talk to us today about the great coronation. For this year's celebration, I'm guessing I have about 28 minutes. I'm guessing I have about 28 minutes to say what I came to say. Amen. Thank you for standing in reverence for the word of the Lord. Before you take your seats, will you just give God praise with your mouth and your hands for Pastor Steve. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for standing in reverence for the Lord and his word. Two other passages of scripture that I will make mention of. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4, first part of verse 8, and Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 22. 34 years. Do honor the Lord for all of the men and women who carry the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the leaders of this church and this strong singing music ministry. 34 years. The years are simply notations of our honoree's life, his love, and his legacy. The years of service notes the time or amount of time that New Hope and others have been blessed to make withdrawals from the life and love of our honoree and as his legacy forms. Because it's not complete. And it won't be complete until he step into that glory that the Apostle Paul talked about when he said, I've fought the good fight. It was around 25 years ago or so when Pastor Steed and New Hope came to Union City, Georgia. He was sporting an almost shoulder-length jerry curl. For whatever reason, I remembered this just yesterday. But he told us to shake it off. And I'm grateful to God that after 34 years of pastoral ministry, he continues to shake off the aggressions and harassments of life. Thank you, Sandra, for the introduction. A few days ago, after being run to the emotional state of being spent, she looked at me and said, you know, you are a good man. And I said, I'm glad you think so after all these years. I simply want to call your attention, being that we are here to honor and celebrate with Dr. Steed and his family. I simply want to call our attention to what we already know and what we've already experienced. A life poured out. A love that is tried and tested. And a form and legacy. That's good reason to celebrate. Not just time. Not just time. This church is blessed to not just declare that our pastor has served faithfully for 34 years. That just speaks of the time. But the crowning event, this crowning event, is drawn from the experiences that the church and others have had. The privilege to draw out of his life. Legacy focuses on what will endure. It's about passing on things of lasting value to those who will live after us. Legacy involves living intentionally and aiming to build unto the next generation for their success. Between a life of faith and formation of one's legacy is the expressions and experiences of love. We will note in bios and individual accomplishments, we will say at times how special God's servants have been. The pastor life is one where people know the legacy of public service, but not the pain of his love. And so after the outpouring of life, the legacy is highlighted, while the sacrificial love gets an honorable mention. John 13 and verse 1, the Bible says of Jesus, and he loved them until the end. 34 years is an indication that you all have a manservant who's determined to love you, not just serve. Anybody can serve. In fact, at times we put so much emphasis on service that we forget to remind one another that, yes, become as knowledgeable as you can, but remember that knowledge puffs up. If you're not careful, acquired knowledge will deceive you into believing that you're like Saul. You stand head and shoulders above everybody else because you have paperwork, you have accomplished a matriculated through a discipline of studies, and somebody said that you were accomplished and smart, and so that make you better than the others who have not accomplished the same thing. Knowledge can deceive you. Knowledge puffs up. I like to say knowledge will blow you up, but love will build you up. The invitation with the recommended dress code. I thought it was interesting. I'm glad to be older now. I'm more discerning, and so the combination of dress code, the letter writer, I won't call her name, was saying don't come up in here any kind of way. That's going to be important when I get further along. I spoke with her and said to her, now, I'm going to use this letter as an illustration. The Bible says, take no offense. So don't you take no offense, because I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the content of the letter. Because it spoke to me. As I wrestled with even trying to title the message, it didn't come to this morning. That it was a celebration and this is a crowning event. But the invitation was comprised with a recommended dress code. Now keep in mind, I've already talked with Pastor, and Pastor said, bring the word. I had communication with Sister P. I won't call her name because I don't know if she wants me to call her name. And she said, bring your wife. But Sister Letta said, don't come up in here any kind of way. The crowning response. At the great coronation, you can't come any kind of way. Sometimes we misrepresent. You hear people say, but God said, come as you are. And he did. You can come as who you are, but you can't come any kind of way. There is a difference. I'm going to say that again, because in the back, about three of you missed that. Yes, God said, come as who you are, but you can't come any kind of way. If I read my Bible right, there is not but one name given whereby we must be saved. There is not but one way of entrance into the kingdom of God. And so we can't come any kind of way. And so after being encouraged by the senior leader, he even said, you don't even have to bring the church. We want the word. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, the Apostle Paul is coming to the end of his service life. There is a young preacher. The Bible describes him as timid and no doubt prone to fold up under the weight of the ministry and the threats of the people. Remember, it's Timothy that he reminded, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. The Apostle Paul is encouraging him, and he says that my life is being poured out. For 34 years, New Hope has gotten a chance to watch the life of a man's servant being poured out. Poured out for the cause of God. And that's worth celebrating. But there is no doubt in my mind that in 34 years that he have gotten in the ring with many families for their cause. It was the call of God for his life, not just the call of God on his life. It was the call of God. I remind the church that I serve that we often say that there is a call of God on your life. But I came by on my way to heaven to reinforce the reality that there is a call of God. There's a call from God for our lives. And it is because of that call that he
has been able to step in to some of the family rings for causes that was good for the family, that had little to do with their pursuit of God. I know it don't happen at New Hope, but you do know that there are some churches that pastors have to get in the ring with the family, and the call takes him to the jailhouse, and the call takes him to the sick room, and the call takes him to domestic issues, and the call takes him to people who are depressed, and the call takes him to needs that they have that in the moment does not reflect the call of God for their life. But somehow it is only the pastors, those senior leaders who are expected to drop everything at a phone ring and rush to the beckoning needs of those who call. A call won't make you do that. A call on your life won't make you do that. But love for the people you serve will. Often when we talk about the call of God, you hear people talk about the anointing of God. All saved folk are anointed by God. But not all saved folk have or operate out of the same strength of love. You see it described in Paul's writings to the Corinthians. I'm almost done. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, when he says love suffers long and is still kind. I thought about Pastor Steed. I saw him a few weeks ago at the Thanksgiving service, Pastor Wayne, the life celebration of one of his mentors. And in light of the weight, he has always appeared when I saw him steady and calm. He's always smiling in spite of circumstances. He have a contagious laugh. Amen. I wish I had some of that. Amen. He's kind. I hear things and people are laughing and I'm going, that ain't funny. That ain't funny and I'm not laughing and that's not funny. I'm not going to placate you. That's not funny. There are people who, especially in this season, craves for a reason to celebrate. This is a celebrating worth having. This is a celebration. I haven't always felt like that about pastoral ministries, and because there was the call and there was the responsibility and the rewards will come from God. But it's 64. When you've poured your life out, not for your cause, but for the cause of God. Sometimes the weight is unbearable until you remember he never intended for your shoulders to bear it up. I remember years ago I was driving down 285, and I was stressed out early on in ministry, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me as clearly as I'm standing here, what are you stressed out about? What are you stressed out about? I've revealed unto you and told you that I'm the head of the church. I've told you that the church is my body. I've told you that I'm the cornerstone of the church. I've told you that I'm the foundation of the church. So what are you stressed out? I didn't call you to be all that you're trying to be. There is a specific purpose, and you have a specific fit. And so occupy your place and your purpose. Amen. And God will do his part. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Love is not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely. Love does not seek its own. Love is not provoked. Love thinks no evil. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endures all things. Love never fails. Wait a minute. Love bears all things. Is that the kind of love you have? That's the kind of love that many have been able to draw out of this life being poured out. Love bears all things. It is the love of God that gives you the strength to stand up under the pressures of life. The Bible doesn't say that love make you like what's not right. The Bible doesn't say that love make you celebrate what is unfolding in your life when you have a different purpose. The Bible doesn't say that love is always to your liking, to your liking, but it never fails. It never fails. In 34 years, I imagine that there has been at least one time that he left this house wondering if he really wanted to go back. But love called him back. It wasn't a paycheck that called him back. It wasn't the fact that he get to operate in the senior office of the fellowship. It was love that brought him back. I'm sure that there are times when his feelings have been hurt. I'm sure that there have been people once in a while who have thought, if not said, something unthing, something unkind, but love bears him up because love never fails. I know you know as well as I do that sometimes our kind of love, it fails. But the love of God never fails. The love of God will make you go back after your promise of the last time you went. The love of God will make you do what you said you wasn't going to do no more. The love of God will at times cause you to not trust your own declarations. Because all your life you said a thing and did a thing. But now you're in a different environment. You're in an environment where God has called for your life. I believe one of the issues in senior leadership in the body of Christ now is that there are too many people who believe that God has called them to be served and not to serve. I believe that there are too many people who have misrepresented this call of God for their life. They looked at some of their models and their mentors and decided that, I wouldn't mind being there, but they overlooked the fact that this call from me, son, this call from me, daughter, is a call of sacrifice. The kind of love that you must have is a sacrificial love. The kind of love that will make you delay a trip, even though it's already scheduled. The kind of love that will make you push back something that you intended for your family. The kind of love that will keep you holding on. It is not just the call. God calls is men and women to pour out their life. In this crowning event, be reminded that as you reflect on the relationship that you have with the senior leader of this house, it's a privilege to know that God thought enough of you to give you a shepherd after his heart. And when you think about the goodness of Jesus unto you, it's not just something that you lift up your hands, I'm done. It's not something that you give a praise the Lord. It's not something that you just give a shout of hallelujah to. It's not something that once a year you get to come together and do what we are doing today. It calls for a response. The coronation of, in this case, this man of God, it calls for a response. You have come to the crowning of the day. There is going to be a great crowning event that still awaits. I know that, but as you give honor to the man of God today, you can draw out of your experiences in life. You can remember the times that he prayed with you over the phone. You can remember the time that he came right to where you were, held your hand through difficult depression and darkness. You can remember the time when you were on the verge of giving up and God gave you a word through your man of God that allowed you to hold on. It inspired you to just make it through another day. Some of you may remember times when you were about to call it quits and the man of God reminded you that this is not about next week and it's not about tomorrow. All you need to do is just get through this day. Every once in a while, I still hear people say, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. And I always ask them, when did he ever ask you to live 2 days at one time? For God is faithful, and he has said to his children, don't worry about the troubles of tomorrow, for what is in hand, it is sufficient. In this crowning event, your response should be naturally, thank you, Jesus. And when you get through thanking the Lord, you can take your manservant and this first family. You can tell him thank you for 34 years of serving. Thank you not just for the time, but thank you for letting God use your life to be a blessing in my life. You can tell first lady, thank you for releasing him. I know there was time when you needed him at home, but thank him that you too served along with him. You can tell his family at the time that it looked like he may have cared more for them than those of his own household. It was because of the call of God for his life. He has faithfully poured out his life. He's not finished now, but soon and very soon there's going to come a call from God, and he'll be able to say, I'm ready now, for I've fought the good fight and I've finished my course. Glory to the great God who gives them these crowning experiences. Yes, There is a crown, and sometimes it's in a car, and sometimes it's in financial support. Sometimes it is just kind words. Sometimes it's demonstrations of affection. This is my word to them. Whatever it is that the Spirit of God has said for you to do in this crown and event, make sure that that is done, that your man of God and this first family remains encouraged. For the Apostle Paul, this is a difficult time for everybody. And it's no easier for the men who stand up, the men and women who stand up under the weight of leadership for the people of God. His leadership, the responsibility to lead people to God. I've always said that I believe my primary responsibility to the people of God is to lead them to God. I don't care about a great following. I'm a late comer to streaming services, and I'm afraid for us. I'm concerned, I should say, that we've gotten so comfortable in our new norm that we're not careful. We'll be saying to God, whatever you want me to do, you got to bring it to me. There's a downside to the conveniences that we have in staying connected. But when the liberty comes, the Lord will hold his coming when he turns this virus off of us. There are going to be people who have made a way of life worship leisure. They worship in leisure. Yeah, I can go to the house if I choose to, but I like being at home. Then they try to convince you it's the same. It's not the same. It's not the same. Being able, Pastor hooked me. And I thought to myself, I'm trying to think if that's the first pastoral I had, hug I had since the pandemic started. He just assumed that I don't have nothing. And if I do, he believed by faith he ain't gonna get it. And this pandemic first started, folk come up and they want to hug me. I say, whoa, now. You need to put your mask on. And they're like, well, I ain't going. I said, that's not the issue. I don't want to give you nothing. For all I know, I'm asymptomatic. Walking in faith and being protected by God. So let you do what we're supposed to do until we know better. Yeah, God is faithful. He has kept us. He continued to keep us. The Apostle Paul said, and I'm done, after charging Timothy be faithful in preaching the word. He said, be ready at all times. He says, I am already being poured out as a drink offering. The time of my departure is at hand. I've fought the good fight. I've finished the race.
I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. You can't come any kind of way. Thank you for that. You can't come any kind of way. Psalms 37 and 5, the word of the Lord says, commit thy ways unto the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. Can't come any kind of way. Isaiah prophesied and said, if you have no money, if you can't afford it, come and receive the necessary purchase. Receive your crown of righteousness, your robe of righteousness. You can't come any kind of way. The Apostle Paul said there is a crown of righteousness waiting for me. I pray that our great God, by his Spirit, as he has done for more than 34 years, bless you to do his will. Continue to occupy until he comes. Can I say something to New Hope? The fact that you have a manservant who is calm and consistent, steady, as long as he is in this office, you don't have to worry about demons, wayfaring people coming in and taking advantage, because his love is tested and tried. I know you like everything he do. Amen. Amen. But his love is tested and tried. At the end of the day, closing story, you know he's coming for you. My son was in middle school and he missed the bus one day. I went in from work and Sandra was all calm. She said, Mike missed the bus. And I'm thinking to myself, why aren't you out looking for him? And I remembered I hadn't showed him but two ways to get from school to the house. I knew him well enough to know that one way he wasn't coming. Too many woods and too many trees and too much uncertainty. And I'm about to go into a frantic. I get in my car and not really knowing which way to go first. So I went the way that I thought was most likely. I get to the school and he's sitting on the steps. I get out and I said, buddy, what happened? He said, I missed the bus. They had to lock the school, so I had to sit outside. I said, why didn't you call? Anybody in here remember payphones? Every kid wasn't walking around with cell phones in their pocket. And I asked him, why didn't you call? He said, I didn't have a quarter.
said, why weren't you coming home? He said, because I knew you would come. You all are blessed to have a manservant that when you call, you know he's coming. Will you rise to your feet, tell God thank you for Dr. Ralph Steed and his first family. And
without me. Can't you hear Doc saying that? Don't do it without me. Lord, whatever you do in this season, please don't do it without me. Door of the church is open. Don't do it without me. Lord, if you're blessing, in this season, Lord, don't do it without me. Ain't that right, Sister Greta? Don't do it without me. Will there be one today? Lord, if you're blessing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. I know there's a continuation of the order of service today. But right where you are, we still need to remember those who's on our concerned and sick list. And if there's one among you today that want to lift up someone that's dear to you, and that the Lord will, what a blessed day it is to receive the blessings of the Lord, then on this our celebrated day for the man of God here at New Hope Church. In your spiritual mind today, just lift them up. In your spiritual mind, just put them on the altar of the Lord right now. And just tell the Lord, don't do it. don't do it without me. Lord, if you're blessing in this season, don't do it without me. He'll do it without me. Lord, just for a second. If you're healing in this season, Lord, don't do it without me. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Come on, bless the Lord for Bishop Pace and the message for the man of God here at New Hope Church. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just give us a few more minutes. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Pastor Zaid's going to Pastor support. Yeah, we sort of miss her. Amen. But we're going to do that a little later. Amen. Amen. Sister P. That's what Bishop referred to. That's what he said. Letter writer Sister P going to come at this time.
New Hope. I just want to thank all of you. You showed up and drove up and showed out again. And Pastor Steve, Sister Steve, and Nicole, you all are so blessed. Your congregation really love you. And you got so many presents. We couldn't bring them all in, so we put them in the car. And we would like to bless you all with the ones that we do have here.
Stand up and say happy, happy anniversary to the pastor. Male chorus. Amen. Amen. Are there any others come? Deaconess and amen. Amen. Y'all. Amen. It's in the box. In your issue. Anybody else? How many auxiliaries we got in there? Mother Wyatt in the box. Amen. Mother Johnson, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, Mother. Amen. Amen. Senior choir, Mother Bosky. Amen. All right, Ms. P. I don't think that one on. Is that one on?
Oh, I was saying, I think I'll go home with you all with all these gifts.
Amen.
And we had extra ones for the grandchildren, too. So we put those in the car so they could have them. But while I'm here, I want to especially thank our guest speaker today, You were very good.
Amen.
Thank you for that strong message, strong dynamite, but you also included love in there, love for God. And we want to thank you. And we have a little gift here for you.
Whose car? No food downstairs, so y'all gonna have to go find your own. No chicken legs down there.
Pastor and First Family, we at New Hope want to say thank you for the last 34 years. You blessed us with wisdom and confidence in the Lord, leadership to us all, and we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. Assistant Chair Deacon Davis.
Good afternoon, everyone. What can we say about the First Family and our pastor? Other than we love them.
Amen.
So oftentimes, as I said in the first service, it's taken for granted all that pastor does. Until you have a family member that passes away and pastor comes to the house and sit with you for a while, pray with you over the phone, family member at the hospital, and he goes by and visit and come by and just be being a pastor and just encouraging you when you're at your weakest moment. What a mighty pastor we have. We thank God for him. First Lady. Our First Lady has so many hats. She wears so many hats in this church. Sometimes I don't even think everybody understands all that she does. Every time you touch a program in this church, the First Lady hand is on it. When there's things going on in church and we have funerals sometime and the family has, we run out of programs, the First Lady hand and Nicole hands are on those things in the background. In the background. Never say a word. Just things go unnoticed. And we want to say thank you, First Lady. We love you, and God knows I love you. God knows I love you. Nicole. Nicole is a church secretary, but she's more than a secretary to New Hope. She's our child. We watch Nicole and Jeremy and Sarita grow up into beautiful men and women. Pastor and the First Lady has done an outstanding job, and the proof is in the pudding. So right now, we thank you for all that you've done, and we just want to give you a token of appreciation. So New Hope, as a family, would you please rise to your feet, please? On behalf of New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, we want to say thank you, not for all that you've done, but some of the things you've done and what you continue to do that we don't know of. Just thank you. And this is a token from New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
At this time, Sister McGee and our pastor is going to come. Faithful service Sometimes you don't pay off until we gone. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Faithful service sometimes doesn't pay off until we're gone. Lord have mercy. We. We miss her. Dr. Steed and Ms. Gee are going to come at this time and honor this faithful servant.
I wrote a little something for Belle to honor her because she has been one of our long faithful service at both services. She's at the 7:30 service and 10:45 service. And I wrote this little poem. It says, entitled, "That Lady is a Bell." Sit right down. Let me tell you a story of a short, feisty, round little lady. She always had a smile, never a frown, dressed to the nines when she hit the town. She was president of the pastor's aid that went on from months to weeks to days. She loved her pastor with all her soul, but she never hesitated to get him told. She took care of pastor, that was her fate, because pastor was always on time, he was never late. She was always on the bus when pastor preached away. She served him well, no matter where his stay. She clapped and cheered as pastor preached the word to the crowd. You can hear in her voice as he made her proud. In the senior choir, she had her song, she had her pride. But for King Jesus, she laid it all aside. Her family was her life. They were so close. They all lived together. She loved that the most. She trusted God all her days. God was first in her life in so many ways. To sum it all up and tie it with the bow, my bear was real. She was no show. Let me say this as I end my tale. That lady was a bell.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Truly, we will miss Mother Bell. She served as president of our Pastor A for so many years, and she was so faithful, and she took care of me and the first family. And we thought it would just be honorable to remember her today, amen, because she would be here, amen, had the Lord not called her home, amen. But we're grateful to God and for her family, for them loaning her to us, and now she's in the Lord's hands. So let's just praise God for Mother Bell Jones, amen. God bless you. We are just so elated today and so happy for this great celebration. Amen. We thank God for the opportunity, for the privilege to be able to serve you, God's people. We don't count it lightly. And the Lord allows you to do something because he don't have to use you. So we thank God for the opportunity. And I thank God for my good friend, amen, Michael Pace, for that dynamic message that he brought to us today. Praise God. We've been friends down through the years, and I just love his preaching. He just tell it like it is. Amen. And when we met at Pastor Underwood homegoing celebration, I gave him a call. I said, I need you to come preach my anniversary. And so we just thank God for him coming and sharing with us. His wife, his lovely wife, thank you for coming and to share with us in this very special moment. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of the auxiliaries for your support, all of the ministers, all of the ministries of the church that have been so supportive, especially during this pandemic time. We was united, we stuck together, and I just want to thank God for all of you, for doing so. And those that might not be here today, you might be in your cars, or you might be at your home. We want to thank God for all of you. Amen. And as we have lit the candle in remembrance of Mother Bell, if you would just share with me in this moment of silence as we think of her. Amen. Thank you so very much. God bless you. Amen. Thank Elder Bradshaw. Amen. For being the master of order. Amen. Thank this dynamic choir. Amen. For singing so beautiful. Our musicians, thank you. Amen. Thank Reverend Kitchen for that dynamic message earlier today. Praise God. Amen. Thank all of our ushers, our sound technicians. Amen. Also, just before we go, one of Mother Jones' close friends, Mother Johnson, I'm sure she just want to have a word to say on her behalf, and then we'll be ready to go. Amen. Praise God for Mother Johnson, if you will, as she comes.
Good afternoon, everybody. I came just to share a few words on my dear friend, Belle Jones. I'm going to try and get through this. But a couple weeks ago, I lost my love. But I came to the church in 2006, and I met Belle Jones. We established a wonderful fellowship. Belle was short in height, but Lord, was she tall in personality.
Amen.
Which made it so enjoyable for people to be around her. We enjoyed trips together with the senior citizen. Belle would visit my home from time to time at the church service. She really had an open invitation. We would talk, laugh, take naps, wake up, talk some more. Oh, indeed, love to sleep. Whenever she told me that she was coming over, I would make sure I have peanuts, sweet potatoes, and other items that she liked, because Belle was a picky eater. Well, love has been lovingly touched, fond memories last forever. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Amen. We'll never forget her. As you see the lovely hat there, amen, she loved to wear hats. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for her. And I believe some of her family is here today. Will you stand? Some of the family, some of the daughters. Praise God. So glad to have you here today. Amen. She truly will be missed. God bless you and God keep you. Thank you. For everything, this has been a great time. I thank my family, First Lady, for their support. Amen. It's not always easy, but when you have support of your family, it can make the load a little bit lighter. Amen. So I want to thank God for them today. Amen. And their support. Praise God. I don't have enough hugs for everybody, and some of you probably don't want no hugs because of this pandemic. Amen. But nevertheless, amen, my arms goes out to all of you. We love you. God bless you and God keep you. Again, amen. Just look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I love you. Let's stand as we get ready to be dismissed. God bless you and God keep you. Thank you for all of your cards, all of your gifts, all of your well wishes. Amen. And for all of the cakes and pies and food that y'all have given us, we thank you so very much. May God bless you and may God keep you. Amen. All right. All right. There's no food, but they got cupcakes. So you want to get a cupcake on your way. Amen. Amen. I know
a man named Jesus, and he's walking when I'm weak. Makes me stronger. I'm so glad he's a friend of mine. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Somebody help me say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Amen.